This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. A momentous day in New York City Tuesday ended with a defiant Donald Trump pledging to fight on. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more on the history-making event involving the former U.S. president.
It was a stunning and humbling spectacle.
Donald Trump was arraigned on a New York Supreme Court indictment.
The first ex-president to ever face criminal charges.
34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree.
Manhattan prosecutor Alvin Bragg, Trump pleaded not guilty to all charges.
This fake case was brought only to interfere with the upcoming 2024 election.
After sitting stone-faced in the Manhattan court, Trump later told cheering supporters at his Florida estate, this is just the latest far-left bid to beat him, this time through the legal system instead of the ballot box. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Bragg says Trump allegedly orchestrated a $130,000 payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels just prior to the 2016 presidential election in exchange for her silence about a brief affair with Trump a decade earlier. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky traveled to neighboring Poland Wednesday to meet with leaders there, as well as members of the public and Ukrainian refugees who fled after Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine last year. Polish officials said President Zelensky's talks with Polish counterpart Andrzej Duda would include discussion of the conflict, as well as international support and cooperation. The UN Refugee Agency says there are 1.5 million Ukrainian refugees who have registered for temporary protection status in Poland. Poland has also served as a main hub for other Ukrainian partners to send in military and humanitarian aid. This is VOA News. Former teacher and union organizer Brandon Johnson has been elected the next mayor of the Midwestern U.S. city of Chicago, Illinois. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Johnson, a Cook County commissioner endorsed by the Chicago Teachers Union, won a close race over former Chicago Schools CEO Paul Vallis, who was backed by the police union. Johnson succeeds Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who became the first Chicago mayor in 40 years to lose her reelection bid when she finished third in a crowded contest in February. Johnson took the stage Tuesday night for his victory speech, thanking supporters for helping usher in a new chapter in the history of our city. And he's promised that under his administration, the city would look out for everyone, regardless of how much money they have, whom they love, or where they come from. I'm Donna Warder.
Israeli police entered Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque before dawn on Wednesday and clashed with worshippers, setting off a furious reaction from Palestinians across the occupied West Bank and cross-border strikes in Gaza. Agence France Presse is reporting that Israeli police arrested more than 350 people at the mosque. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The Palestinian Red Crescent reported injuries but didn't elaborate on how many people were hurt. It said in a statement that Israeli forces were preventing its medics from reaching the mosque. Israeli police said in a statement that they were forced to enter the compound after masked agitators, to use their phrase, locked themselves inside the mosque with fireworks, sticks, and stones. Violence in the occupied West Bank and Jerusalem has surged over the past year, and there's concern that tensions could escalate this month when the Muslim holy month of Ramadan coincides with Judaism's Passover and Christian Easter. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Britain's data watchdog said on Tuesday it had fined TikTok $15.9 million for breaching data protection law, including by using the personal data of children under 13 years old without parental consent. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The Information Commissioner's Office, or ICO, estimated that TikTok allowed as many as 1.4 million UK children under 13 to use its platform in 2020, even though it sets 13 as the minimum age to create an account. The ICO said the data breaches occurred between May 2018 and July 2020. It also said the app did not do enough to check for underage users and remove them. The UK Information Commissioner said children's data may have been used to track and profile them, potentially presenting them with harmful or inappropriate content. A TikTok spokesperson said the company disagreed with the ICO's decision.
That was Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.